Started this is rotating on. On Robert Kenick, R-O-B-E-R-T. Kenick is K-E-N-N-I-C-K. K-E-N-N-I-C-K. N as in Nancy. Robert Kenick. K-E-N-N-I-C-K. Date of birth is 7/15/62. Date of visit 1/4/24. Please make a copy for primary physician, Dr. Andrew Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R. Next paragraph, chief complaint is persistent cough and wheezing with shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 61-year-old obese male who has been experiencing recurrent bronchitis over the past 2 to 3 months, has had a cough but no sputum production, and was treated for bronchitis. About 2 weeks ago, the patient took one course of doxycycline and prednisone, but continues to have symptoms of wheezing, cough, shortness of breath. And he brings up thick, foamy mucus. The patient's chest x-ray done on 12/26/23 showed no acute infiltrates, period. He also has daytime fatigue and sleepiness, and has snoring at night, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of bronchitis, but no history of pneumonia. He had hernia repair for inguinal hernia as well as umbilical hernias. The patient had prostate cancer and had a prostatectomy, and has a history for hypertension, for which he is on meds, and also is known to have COPD. He had a left knee repair following trauma. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. I'm sorry, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 42 years and has quit. Next paragraph. Can you mention he does not drink alcohol? He works in an office. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of diabetes and complications. Mother died of pneumonia. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue and has gained weight. Yes, no glaucoma, cataracts. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has no urinary frequency, dysuria. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. And denies abdominal pains, rectal bleeding or diarrhea or constipation. Denies chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains or palpitations. He has no depression or anxiety, no easy bruising or enlarged glands. He has muscle aches and joint pains, denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalist included losartan, 50 milligrams daily, atenolol, 50 milligrams daily, HCTZ, 12.5 milligrams daily, albuterol with atropine solution with a nebulizer, BID. Next, for a physical exam, this very obese, middle-aged African-American male who's alert, no acute distress. No pallor, icterus, cyanosis, but there's mild peripheral edema and no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 145 by 85, pulse is 74, respirations 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 266, saturation 97. HEND, non-spheric pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And chest reveals equal movements with decreased excursions. Occasional wheezes in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart sounds are regular, so an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with good peripheral pulses. There's no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next, paragraph impression number 1. Acute bronchitis and bronchospasm. Number 2 is COPD. And number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 5 is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Advised to use the nebulizer with Duonep solution 4 times a day. He will also use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN. And a copy of his, and he was also advised to get a chest CT with no contrast, with contrast, and a sleep study will be arranged as an outpatient, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Oh, can you also mention the patient was placed on prednisone 10 milligrams daily for 2 more weeks and complete his course of doxycycline that was recently started. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for primary physician, please.